So if you broadly speaking, how AI is evolving is you have these technologies, and what these technologies are really algorithms that are created by humans, and then they're put into a computer. The computers do certain tasks. It's task-oriented. So, you know, if you've built one algorithm, for example, can you use it elsewhere? Why shouldn't you be able to use it? And it's just like code building, right? C++, you've built a calculator. Now you can use that calculator in a spreadsheet, or you can use it in a Microsoft Word document or elsewhere in some other application. So it's a very similar concept. So what's happening is that, I'm recognizing some people here, David. What's happening is that they're sort of plug-and-play algorithms that people are building. And there's a marketplace that's being created. For example, Microsoft has built Azure, and Microsoft has a marketplace platform where people can trade these algorithms. Another algorithm platform is Acumos. That was built by my company, but with a lot of help from all. It's an open source platform, so a lot of people are contributing to that platform. And there are some papers that we've put in the binder, so if you're interested, you can look at it. So with that marketplace, you can plug and play. But with that comes automation and, you know, auto ML, machine learning, which is, okay, you're plugging in this facial recognition application or algorithm. It's used in a smartphone. Okay, now you're going to use that same facial recognition algorithm elsewhere. Maybe it's for the entry into a building. Every time somebody enters, they will recognize the face of that person and give an entry or denied entry, right? So it could be applied anywhere else if it's a algorithm that's built where it's portable. And then so what you're faced with is transparency and trust with that technology. If you're going to just go willy-nilly apply it someplace, is there going to be privacy that's going to be required? You know, is there trust that that person who was denied entry into that building was, you know, correctly denied? Maybe the engine didn't run properly. So those are the kinds of issues that we're going to face. Some of the key features at a very high level of these algorithms are, you know, for example, they're task-oriented, so you'll have recommendation engines or guidance and guardrails to do certain tasks. For example, in our streaming video world, you'll have Netflix that has recommendations. You've got all experienced those. You've watched a certain movie, so it keeps track of that. And then based on that, it recommends, hey, this is something similar you've watched in the past, or this is an actor you've recognized or indicated you like. So you can have another movie based on this actor's work. Automation. So, you know, there'll be algorithms that create other algorithms. So that also creates, complexity, not only from a legal world, but from how you implement the technologies. And we'll get into some of those legal issues. Immersion and personalization, you know, what is that? You know, immersion is technologies that are, artificial reality, virtual reality. You're getting all kinds of wearable devices that are getting built up. They'll perform all kinds of tasks for you. You're walking at this conference, and on the way, you'll have these wearable glasses that you can ask it to do tasks of all kinds. You know, send an email to that person while you're just walking up the stairs. And remind me later to, you know, at 4 p.m. to call this person. You know, so those are all right now either already available or being developed. With that comes personalization. Will these algorithms be able to personally recognize your own needs? What are those considerations that you need to take place in that technology? And then ultimately, what do these algorithms really do? They're basically two, you can classify them into two categories. They're either doing something in the background or they're going to do something in the foreground. So for example, if you've got an autonomous car, it's doing a background check on your engine, make sure it's running properly, oil's all right, you know, maybe it's mapping you and discovering that, hey, 2 miles down the road, there's an accident. Maybe I should give you something to interact with and tell you maybe you should, you know, take a right turn and take an alternate route. So that's the foreground action, and the background action is, you know, what's going on with the car.